Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Yep, indeed, Right Side Radio is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, so we've been doing this thing the last few weeks. I got a great crew. And so Copper, here's my joke all the time. Copper is literally running things in-house, and I like to say that Birdman works in the outhouse, which is just the inside joke, which I constantly use on the outside words. But nonetheless, they do a great job. Both of them keep the show running. I get to be a voice, but only because I've got good people in the background. But they got opinions. They got thoughts. And I thought, you know what? Let's do this more often. So Copper and the Birdman, we've been doing this. And let me make sure we got a roll call here. Of course, Copper, you are with us still.
Indeed.
Yes, you are. And do we have Birdman on the line?
Howdy, howdy, everybody.
All right, Birdman is with us. The roll has been called. Copper, you have a special sound effect. Go ahead and do it.
Woo-woo! Woo-woo! Woo-woo!
Let me recover myself. Okay. All right,
Every
you
time.
Guys. All right, so you know the way we run this. I've got some questions. I throw out a question. I just want to hear what y'all think, all right? And then we might even banter about it a bit, but let's do this first one. So Disney has gone full woke. I mean, they are not even hiding it right now. And you know, videos came out this week showing Disney executives just like almost giddy to the point of panting, because they're going to able to get their, you know, their leftist agendas, their transgender agendas built into the children's films and yada, yada, yada. And then they've been at war with Governor DeSantis in Florida. All right. They've gone full woke. In your opinion, your generation, does it hurt their brand? I'll go with you first, Copper.
Oh, boy. I mean, at this point these days, everybody just has to pretend they like it. So I think people of my generation like the fact that they've gone so woke. But I also know some people are just tired of it and it's all virtue signaling. But it wouldn't make me more likely to go to Disney. And I don't think even my liberal friends would be more likely to go to Disney because of this.
Okay. So, Birdman, what do you think? I mean, is this hurting the brand? I mean, I know your families take trips down there pretty regular, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, for us personally, this has been a huge point of contention just because it's sad to see something that we've loved, you know, just kind of crumble like this. As far as my generation itself, I'm not sure. I would be inclined to say my generation's more liberal, but the bottom line is they're kind of saying the quiet parts out loud now. I mean, they're unabashed with how they are approaching this. And I think it's really moving people on both sides of the aisle to look at this and go, what are y'all doing at this point? These are our children.
But they have so much money that honestly, even if a lot of people choose not to go, they're still going to be making bank.
Absolutely. I agree.
That's a great point. That was my next question, was do you think this is going to hurt their financial bottom line? I mean, I can't help but wonder. I mean, you look at this and go, all right, you're supposed to be in the entertainment industry. And why? What can you just please, for the love of God, can you just entertain? And does it have to always be, what'd you say a minute ago, virtue signaling? Does it have to always be trying to insert things that parents may or may not want inserted into the entertainment for their child?
But
even down to the point that they're not even going to greet anymore and say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. They're not going to say that. They're going to say dreamers of all ages. They're not going to say boys and girls. It's just wow. So bottom line, what do we think financially? So Kyra, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, outrage sells though, because Facebook and Twitter, all of their algorithms are designed to enhance outrage and anger, which sells. So I think these days, maybe they think it'll actually work. They're not gonna lose money.
Okay, so you don't see them financially going down at all.
Not
Birdman, what do you think?
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think if there's any financial detriment, it's going to be very small. I mean, this kind of outrage happened against Netflix a few years back when that whole cuties things happened, and that was, in my opinion, that was an even bigger deal than this because that was just blatant. And they kind of weaned their way into it with Disney. This is, I really just don't see an entity as big as Disney with their hands in as many things. I don't see them taking a hit on this, especially this year. You know, after they acquired Star Wars and all that, Star Wars is my biggest nerdy thing. Like, if I want to give up Star Wars, I have to, I have to give up all of Disney. You know, it's just, it's a weird thing that they've got themselves into, and I just don't see it hurting them financially.
I think where it could hurt them, I think there's going to be some. There's going to be, there's going to be fewer, I guess there's going to be fewer, like, church groups taking trips, in buses full of kids, to Disney. I think there's going to be fewer people wanting to do their destination weddings or to take the family trips. So there's going to be some that just say, I just can't do it. And it might take a year or two to get back. I think where it could hurt them, though, is politically, because Disney, just like any other business, Disney is an employer in the state of Florida, and right now they're at war with the conservative legislature and the conservative governor. And apparently Disney gets a lot of, incentives under state law, and where they might have hurt themselves is in their clout in the Florida state capitol. That could wind up coming back to be an issue for them, just at a more localized self-governance kind of level.
But
all right, go ahead.
Oh, I think they know we bluff. I mean, like Logan mentioned, Netflix, there was the Target issue a few years ago with their transgender bathrooms. All of the conservatives and the Christians got mad and said, we're not going to shop there anymore. We're not going to use that anymore. And we didn't actually follow through. We were bluffing about our convictions because in the end, is a mother going to sit down and tell her child, no, honey, you can't go to Disney World with your Christian school group because they don't say boys and girls anymore. I don't think it's going to happen.
I think some will.
Some.
I think within my own family, there's already been a restructuring of where do we want to spend time.
Absolutely.
Know, process. Yeah. So, all right, let me switch gears before we run out of time on this. Will Smith, Chris Rock. Will Smith sitting in the audience. Chris Rock threw some shade on his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. And Will Smith shocked the world by getting up, going up on stage, and you could see Chris Rock didn't know what was happening, and just basically reached out and slapped Chris Rock on stage in front of everybody, and then went back and then shouted some epithets at him, about not talking about his wife, blankety blankety blank. Should he or shouldn't he have done that under those circumstances? I'll let Birdman go first this time.
I mean, I think the obvious answer is of course not. He can be offended all he wants. And, it would have been different if he walked up there and said something. But to have that open act of aggression, it was just silly. I mean, for somebody in his position, he knows better than that. And I think he knows that he knows better than that. And his little half-hearted apology afterwards, I think, proved that. I think it was just a ridiculous response.
Copper.
Of course not. It's assault. No matter how rich you are and how pretty you look in your suit, assault's not okay.
Great point. So there is a legal standard here. And truthfully, if you didn't like what somebody said about you, I mean, there's a better way to handle that. Is there going to be a time and a place where someone might want to punch somebody in the mouth? I guess that's still life. I mean, that's still part of, sometimes the human response, but at the same time, was that the place? No.
I mean,
and was there a better appropriate way to handle it? Like, hey man, I want to see you backstage after this. Right? Don't be talking about my wife. Don't you know she has a health condition or whatever else? But then, I saw somebody tweeted this the other day. Apparently, the Smiths, Will Smith and his wife Jada, they have what is known as an open marriage, and they're very candid about it. Their kids are very unusual, and so somebody tweeted out. They said, "So don't talk bad about his wife, but you can sleep with her if you want to." I mean, that's kind of, it's just like a weird standard. Like, why? How did that become offensive when other things that we consider to be culturally just averse is not? So
can I actually jump in on that as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's funny you mention that too, because my original thought was, there's one thing with defending his wife's honor, but when you bring that kind of thing into the fold, you are limiting the amount of honor that you have at the start of it. Being as open as they are, especially about this particular topic, it's a very fine line that they're trying to ride, and I'm personally not a fan of that.
No, and I think that basically there was a lack of credibility in terms of defending your wife's honor is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
We're both trying to say. Well, where do we go from here? Let me just ask you real quick and about sort of do a lightning round. Do you think this diminishes Will Smith's A-rated status in Hollywood right now? Copper?
Of course not. It's so entertaining. All of the internet is talking about it. He's a meme that will last forever. In Hollywood, this is like, how can you best get the internet to talk about you? He's just checked all the boxes off. They're all envious about it.
Okay, so I'll come back on that in a minute, but you first, Birdman.
Yeah, I mean, she's spot on. It got people talking about the Oscars, but as far as repercussions go, and I just heard this today, there's rumor that he could be one of six people that could have ever been kicked out of the Academy of Motion Pictures, and four of those people were sex offenders, one of which was Bill Cosby. So personal, it could have some repercussions for him.
You know, I look back on this. I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but what was it, maybe 10 years ago? What has been one of my favorite actors throughout time is Mel Gibson. He had apparently gotten pulled over for drunk driving and went on a rant about Jewish people. And basically, he was on the blacklist for a period of time. He was persona non grata in Hollywood. I question whether or not the standards that we see as, you know, sometimes it seems like if a white person had gone up and smacked Chris Rock, I think we'd be in a different place. Will they treat the black guy who hit the black guy the same way as the white guy who got drunk and talked about Jewish people? I don't know. I wait and see. I don't know. We'll find out. All right, listen, Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. So you guys hang on, because the thing that we wrap up with every time with Copper and the Birdman is, as they've surfed the news, what is the stupidest story that they've seen all week? It got a little interesting last week, so by the way, just so y'all know that Copper's not allowed to play rap music anymore. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, we talked about that traffic situation out on I-65 southbound between 72 and 565 and the jam-ups that were going on out there. We don't have an update for you on that yet, but I do have another something that came in from a listener who just emailed me and wanted me to know. Doesn't know what's going on, but he saw a huge string of Huntsville Police Department with lights going on, like 20 cars with lights headed down the parkway, south on the parkway near University. So anyway, just making you aware. Don't know if there's going to wind up being some kind of massive situation that'll jam traffic. But as you're looking for alternative routes away from the 565, I-65, you know, routes home from Madison and Athens, just be aware there might be something else going on down towards the parkway. So let's be aware. All right, back to Copper and the Birdman. So you guys appreciate you very much. Let me ask you, stupidest story of the week, because there's some stupid stories out there, but you guys have typically been able to glean one or two that I didn't even see. Copper, you first this time. Stupidest story of the week.
Okay, so in an attempt to save gas, which I totally understand with these crazy prices, this British guy is driving the smallest car in the world, which costs only $9 to fill up. But this car is ridiculously tiny. It's smaller than a four-wheeler. You know those cars back in the 90s that were, toys for kids out on the front lawn, the ones with, like, the red round top?
Why is it the 90s? They're still there. I don't know those things. Okay,
I just don't know. It's just an iconic 90s toy. Well, it's about that same size. And this dude is just cramming himself in there. His knees are like hitting the steering wheel. But only $9 to fill up. So what are you willing to do to save the environment and cut fuel costs?
$9 to fill up, but can he go more than 3 miles? I mean, that's the question. Is how far right. can he go with $9 worth of gas, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, he can only go 37 miles per hour.
Wow. Wow. That's basically, he's got a riding lawnmower that is just getting it right now. All right. It's like that scene from Waterboy, riding his lawnmower to class every day. All right. Birdman, what about you? Stupidest story of the week. What do you think?
Well, falling right in line with this administration's never-ending crusade to make themselves look foolish, after 2 years, the Biden administration has officially launched COVID.gov, and it is literally essentially a one-stop shop for all things related to COVID. And the cherry on top is that all of the writing in this is all telling you what you can and can't do. You may choose now to wear a mask, and it goes in deep, and it's pretty funny, and it's completely ridiculous, and it's proof that this is just, it's just so silly. It's so bad.
And I take it that one of the stupidest parts of that story is that we're 2 years in and they finally launched a website. Is that what you're
saying? Absolutely. They can't let it go, and they won't let us let it go either, so...
Moving at the speed of government, as we like to say. There, crisis response. We see a crisis. Let's form a committee. Let's talk about the legislature, and we'll see what we can get done. I read once that when it came to doing the Panama Canal, that it was largely done on executive order from Teddy Roosevelt, who said that he knew that if he went to Congress, that it would be 50 years in the making before they ever broke ground. And he decided to let them debate him and build the canal. Interesting stuff. All right, you guys, good stuff. And we got out without having any bleeped out moments this time.
Never going to live that down.
Never going to live it down, not. Copper. All right, you guys, that's Copper and the Birdman. Friday afternoon segment, we find out what our conservative millennials think about stuff. And I enjoyed that. All right, listen, we're going to come right back from this. Going to go into number three on the Triple Dipper, Biden Bucks, talking about budgeting, spending, and stuff. You want to call in? 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866.